Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marvin Brown is here, ladies and gentlemen. Marvin's back. He's a business communication and strategy expert. He's the author of How to Meet and Talk to Anyone, Anywhere, Anytime. And he's here to talk to us about how to do a better job of putting our best foot forward when we're on a job interview, how to make sure that we give ourselves the maximum opportunity to be successful, and not only advice for the interviewee, but also what we should be looking for when we're the interviewer, small business owners. Marvin Brown, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, Marvin. So we got millions and millions of people unemployed, Marvin, and we've got about maybe as many as 4 million positions available without anybody to fill those jobs. Small business owners are telling me that they've got openings, but they don't have anybody to fill them. Do we have people who are unqualified? Do we have people who don't know how to go and get a job? They don't know how to do a resume. They don't know how to interview. What's the problem, Marvin? Where are we stuck?
Well, really, in both areas, some people have gotten so discouraged in looking for work that they actually backed away from this, and they sort of don't even do it anymore. It's such a discouraging process. And yet, on the other hand, a lot of those people are very qualified, and they should get back into it, because, as you mentioned, there are a lot of companies that are looking for people, and they want to fill positions.
Right. And so when we're talking about those folks who need a job, have they lost their skills? You think it's because they're feeling uncomfortable about not having been out of work for a while? What do you think the problem is?
There is no question that they do get discouraged, and it is a very anxiety-provoking period of a person's life. You know, just to get down to it, Jim, there are basically two major components of looking for a job. First, you know, of course, as you mentioned, you've got to prepare your resume. And again, on this particular subject, there are a lot of books that people could buy and even get free advice on the internet by Googling the subject. And one of the major suggestions that I have for people is that they should show their finished resume that they finished to somebody whose opinion they value, and it could be a friend or a relative, because so many times the people who write the resume are just too close to it to see some of the errors that are in it or how it could be improved. And when I say errors, I don't just mean spelling errors, but the way it's presented. And so it is very important to get a second or a third opinion on the resume that you prepared. People will always find some corrections. And you got to remember,
you know, Marvin, one of the things you and I know as writers, you can't edit your own stuff.
Right. You can't.
You think you've communicated it the perfect way because it came out of your head, but how it comes out of your head and how you put it on paper is not necessarily how it the way you want it to be presented is not necessarily how it comes across when other people read it.
Absolutely, and a lot of people are not aware about the process, but even people who write books will have a book publisher, and someone will be assigned to go through that process, to edit it,
yep,
to make it flow more clearly, or to connect certain thoughts better. And so even professional writers need a second opinion. And certainly people who prepare resumes should definitely get that. They should show it to friends and relatives. And you described it absolutely perfectly.
Some people have said that the resume, as you and I have known it all of our careers, the classic 1, 2, 3-page staple together resume showing chronology and our experience, et cetera, so education, all that. Some people say that that's a passé, that that's old stuff, that we need to be doing videos, or we need to be, you know, doing something a little snazzy, a little jazzier. What do you think?
Well, certainly the advice now is to reduce the resume to a single page. That business of stapling 3 pages together, that was almost a requirement years ago, that you had more than one page. But ultimately, even though we may have online videos, the resume is still prominent in getting jobs. And you have to reduce it to one page.
Regardless of the form you use, the media you use, regardless of that, It's still a resume process. It's still an introduction process, right, that you have to go through, and you have to find a way to put your best foot forward. Do you feel that the average interviewer knows how to evaluate a resume and qualify a person to come in for an interview? What do you think?
Oh, the average person doesn't have anywhere in their head how to write a good resume. They have to prepare for it. They have to buy a book. They have to look at a bunch of resumes. There are even courses that people could take in various neighborhoods.
Right. But I'm talking about the person who's doing the interviewing, the business owner, or the HR person. Do you think that they do they need some training on how to read resumes, how to understand, so that we can bring the right people in for an interview? What do you think?
You know, basically, it's a really unconscious decision, because people read resumes, and if they're hiring someone for a position that they are an authority in, they instinctively know whether or not the person is qualified. And have enough years of experience in a firm that they know about to bring them in. And since it doesn't cost them any money to bring a person in, they can go through a process that seems haphazard, but
right.
They could do it that way. You're a professional, you have to trust your instincts.
Right. Give us your website quickly, Marvin. Marvin, what's your website, quickly, please?
Oh, it's, the book is How to Meet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.